Mercury is also causing problems at a Washington, D.C. high school. Today, more than 40 cleanup workers from the Environmental Protection Agency are scouring that building, at times on their hands and knees. They're looking for tiny droplets of mercury. Two students have been arrested and charged with spilling it. Eric Neeler reports on a cleanup that's been hard to finish.
It's been a recurring nightmare for administrators at Cardozo High School. They first discovered mercury spilled at the school on February 23rd. Since then, they've had two cleanups, but keep finding more mercury. D.C. school spokeswoman Roxanne Evans said officials are at their wits' end.
It's puzzling, it's disturbing, and it's just one of the most disheartening things that we've seen in a long time.
Marcos Aquino is coordinating the EPA's cleanup at Cardozo. At a press conference, he explained why mercury, a liquid metal, is tough to track down.
When you spill mercury, it'll break up into very small beads. And if it could break up into so small of a bead that it could actually go into cracks and crevices.
After finding more droplets on Sunday, the EPA brought in special vacuum cleaners and air sampling devices. As metallic mercury breaks up, it can evaporate into small airborne particles, making it easier to enter the throat and lungs. Aquino says that even in small amounts, mercury is considered a serious health threat. For EPA officials, finding the missing mercury is a scientific detective story. But for parents and students, the failed cleanup is creating big problems. Although no one was contaminated, the entire school has been shut down for nearly a week. It could remain closed for another few days. Nima Sharif, a native of Guinea-Bissau, has a 15-year-old niece at Cardozo. He's mad because school officials were slow to set up an alternative for students.
I expected that the government would send them to another school or send up a special program so they can, you know, catch up with the, you know, the studies. Because 2 weeks is, that would miss a lot.
Sharif and other critics note that the district spent $1.5 million just 2 years ago cleaning up another mercury-contaminated high school. Across the street from Cardozo is a city housing project where many students live. Jasmine Harrell says she knows the two boys who started everything.
And they said they got out the sign, slapped me through on the floor, and then they started laughing. They wanted to do it so nobody had to go to school.
Did anyone think it was maybe dangerous?
No, like everybody thought it was funny.
The two boys faced criminal charges in juvenile court. Police and school officials have not said how the two allegedly got the mercury. Last year, more than 20 schools across the country were shut down for mercury spills, many done on purpose. Kenneth Roy, a safety expert with the National Science Teachers Association, says mercury is everywhere.
You find it in thermostats in schools, you find it in electrical switches, even fluorescent light bulbs, believe it or not, have mercury in them.
Roy says the only way to prevent this kind of toxic vandalism is finding other options, such as using electric thermometers instead of mercury ones.
You know, the message here is not, let's stop doing hands-on process inquiry-based science. That's absolutely critical. That's how kids learn science, by doing it. What you do is you find safe alternatives.
D.C. administrators may have to move a bit faster. Monday afternoon, a Georgetown middle school student broke a thermometer in science lab. No one was injured, but once again, the school was closed. For NPR News, I'm Eric Neeler.